The OTB Brief. Everything you need to know about sport every morning.
Good morning. It's Tuesday, the 25th of February. I'm John Duggan, and this is the OTB Brief, the one-stop shop for your sports news every day. Beginning with Gaelic Games, and Mayo GAA has ceased all contact with millionaire benefactor Tim O'Leary after a series of tweets he posted on Sunday calling for senior football manager James Horan to be sacked. O'Leary, who finances the Mayo Supporters Federation, took to Twitter on Sunday to call for the end of Horan's management reign in light of Mayo's league defeat to Monaghan and Clonus. While tweets were later deleted, an apology issued on Monday. This is the latest incident in a long disintegration of relations between O'Leary and the county board. Liverpool are just 4 wins away from a first league title in 30 years, but they endured a scare last night. Jurgen Klopp's side were 2-1 down at home to struggling West Ham, but some poor goalkeeping from Lucas Fabianski helped the hosts turn the match in their favour to run out 3-2 winners. Defeat means West Ham haven't won any of their last 7 league games and are a point from Premier League safety. Klopp just wants to maintain his side's momentum.
We are really just in the situation and want to recover and want to prepare the next one, because the next opponent is really waiting and wants to fight us, wants to, the whole stadium at Watford will go for us. It's completely normal. There will be a special atmosphere and we have to be 100% ready.
Dundalk and Shamrock Rovers maintained their 100% start to the new League of Ireland Premier Division season last night. Rovers were 2-0 winners away to 10-man Waterford. Dundalk heaped more pressure on Cork City by running out 3-0 winners at Oriel Park. Bohemians beat Sligo by 2-0. Chelsea boss Frank Lampard has got a decision to make over Olivier Giroud tonight. The experienced French striker scored in Saturday's Premier League victory over Tottenham in what's become a rare start. Bayern Munich visit Stamford Bridge in the first leg of their Champions League last 16-round tie. Elsewhere tonight, Napoli play host to Barcelona, with both matches kicking off at 8. Pensioners boss Lampard wants to see some adventure from his players.
I like us to take risks in the attacking areas to try and create and score goals. We've created a lot this season. Great at the weekend was the fact that we won a game through taking chances with 2 great finishes. In terms of our defensive mindset from back to front, we have to be really on it. And of course, defensively, there's no risk taking.
West Bromwich Albion can open up a 7-point lead at the top of the Championship tonight. Slaven Bilic's side welcome fellow promotion hopefuls Preston to the Hawthorns. Nottingham Forest look for a first win in 4 when they travel to Cardiff City. Brentford have drawn their last 3 matches ahead of tonight's trip to Luton. Bristol City go to Huddersfield and QPR entertain Derby County. Now, the former Republic of Ireland international defender Gary Breen has welcomed the news that children aged 11 and under will not be allowed to head footballs in training in England, Scotland and Northern Ireland. The FAI are in discussions with UEFA over the issue. Breen says it's a good development.
I think it's a really positive move. I don't think children should be doing it. I genuinely don't. And I'm aware of what such a cruel illness it is in terms of what we're seeing. And so many people listening will have people who had nothing to do with football and have had to deal with it. I just couldn't bear to imagine what families having to cope with loved ones who are going through that. But I am aware, Joe, and it has been certainly at the forefront of my attention, is that how much I have headed the ball throughout my career and how vulnerable now I am. On the back of those stats that you said, I've no doubt, bearing in mind, not just in games we'd have heading balls, but the amount we'd have heading in terms of getting your timing right, waterlogged balls. I know my balls of my generation were far better than the ones of the previous one and what have you. And I'm sure the balls now are a lot lighter than the ones that I headed. But I do think it's a positive. I think in terms of going forward football, a lot more is played on the floor. I still think it's a brilliant skill set. Mm. I still love to see someone who is so dominant in the air. It looks great. I remember in commentary on Saturday, the ball comes into the box. Shane Duffy literally arcs himself back and heads the ball what looked about 30, 40 yards clear, a la Paul McGrath in his heyday.
Yeah.
So I do think it's great to see, but I do genuinely believe that children, certainly in the development stage of their lives, I don't believe they should be heading footballs now.
In rugby, Keith Wood says Johnny Sexton must remain Ireland's first choice out half for the rest of the Six Nations. The Ireland captain endured a difficult afternoon at Twickenham on Sunday with a handling error leading to England's first try and wayward kicking from the tee. Wood told Monday Night Rugby on OTB Sports Radio that people are right to question Sexton's place in the team and even suggests he may not play in Ireland's next match.
It's a very cold world international sport, but he had a bad game. I wouldn't play him against Italy, not for that reason, but I would actually say, okay, take the foot off the pedal there for a while. But he is our best out half. And I think there is quite a gulf between him and Ross Byrne, who is our next along the line. And I think we could be having a very different conversation if Joey Carberry was fit. But that's another problem, because he is consistently not fit.
It's yet to be seen if Ireland's Six Nations match with Italy in Dublin on Saturday week will proceed following the coronavirus outbreak in Italy. The IRFU will take government advice on the matter. This weekend's Pro 14 games between Benetton and Ulster and Zebra and the Ospreys have been postponed. In boxing, Deontay Wilder says he'll activate his clause for a rematch with Tyson Fury. Wilder was stopped in the seventh round of their contest on Saturday night in Las Vegas, surrendering the WBC heavyweight title in the process. A third fight between the pair would kick a potential unification bout between Fury and Anthony Joshua further down the road. Former two-weight world champion Paulie Malignaggi says Fury's right up there with the heavyweight greats.
I don't understand how people forget about the Vladimir Klitschko win. That Vladimir Klitschko win was off the hook, like something crazy, and it wasn't a fluke. It was he dismantled Vladimir Klitschko, who hadn't lost in over a decade, you know, and obviously the same Vladimir Klitschko a couple of years later went life and death with Anthony Joshua. So, you know, he beat a more primed up Klitschko, and a guy who was still confident of never having been beaten in a long time, you know. He's got to be a bit more consistent, I think, to get everybody's attention. But for me to see what he's done and what he continues to do, for me he's in the all-time conversation for sure.
In cycling, having been pipped to a stage win on an uphill finish yesterday, Sam Bennett faces into the mountains for stage 3 of the UAE Tour. The Carrick and Shore sprinter begins the day 12 seconds down on yesterday's stage winner, Caleb Ewan, on general classification. Now, from 7:30 a.m. on OTB AM this morning, Jergal Roy will be joined by Kenny Cunningham and Ryan O'Dwyer to talk football and Gaelic games. Tonight on OTB Sports Radio and the Go It Out app, Damien Delaney will be in studio to go through the Champions League match involving Chelsea and Bayern Munich, and there'll be a career retrospective with the former Mayo footballer David Brady, who's starring in the new Lake Regale series on TG4. That's your OTB brief for this morning. I'm John Duggan, and we'll be back tomorrow morning from 7 a.m.
The OTB brief. Everything you need to know about sport every morning. Tune in 24/7 to OTB Sports Radio on the Go Loud app.